Chapter 12. Letter Ministry. Writing Ministry. Failures and Key Bible Verses. Letter Ministry. With my own hand I have written, and go on writing, several thousand letters. There are people who, in the midst of some crisis, poured out their hearts to me without holding anything back. I would pray, and the letters I wrote back to them became a support to their peace of mind and the steadiness of their faith. One headmaster had my letters bound together and read them over and over until, in the very last hours of his life, he accepted the Lord. These letters kept some people from going through with attempts on their own lives. Praise be to God. Writing Ministry. The Spandana Monthly Magazine stands today as the foremost among Christian magazines, a publication with a circulation running into many thousands. God has blessed it so richly. Every month, readers wait eagerly for it, looking forward to the next issue. My spiritual son, Devasahayam, now carries the magazine ministry forward. The Lord has blessed me so greatly, both in writing books and in composing songs. The songs I wrote under the Lord's inspiration have won wide love and acclaim among the Telugu people at large. I have written a great many books, and all of them have been published. In all these different forms of ministry, I have had so many brothers and sisters who helped me along the way. Above all, the encouragement my wife gave me is beyond what words can express. Even while I was away on ministry tours, 25 days out of every month, she ran our household with such great patience. We have released many cassettes, and we are praying now about releasing further cassettes of sermons and songs. Failures. I have also seen no small number of failures in my life. The people who love me know my weaknesses. Ask them, and find out, for yourselves. Whether they will actually tell you or not is another matter. Being easily deceived is one of my weaknesses. With such a strong desire to go everywhere, there were still so many places I was never able to reach. I have at times behaved harshly toward those who did not love the Lord and have been misunderstood for it, not knowing the ways of the world. I have appeared proud to some, but there are so very many dear ones who have understood my heart. To them, my thanks. I cannot forget the message Mr. Masilamani gave on the occasion of my birthday, February 29th, in Christ. This man gave up whatever fortune the world owed him. He hardly ever brings up his former caste, except when it is truly necessary. Once he sits down to write, he does not set his pen down until he is finished. Others cannot easily grasp what is going on within him. Only if you watch him closely can you begin to understand this man. He is a good brother who has known me well. And, in the same way, all the Christian leaders of today hold me in great affection. Earlier years, I was first ordained as a minister in the Mennonite Brethren Church. But my ministry soon spread out beyond the bounds of that one fellowship. H.J. Crane, the missionary who baptized me, remembered me right up until he fell asleep in the Lord. Likewise, a missionary sister named Miss Edgar labored so hard on our behalf, a dear friend to us, and she too has fallen asleep in the Lord. Rev. P.V. Blatters was the brother who conducted my ordination service. He too is with the Lord now. So many garlands of varied experience still hang across the courtyard of my life. Key Bible Verses. There are four Bible verses that have gone on transforming me, revolutionizing me, all along the way. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. James chapter 1, verse 12. And Revelation Chapter 3, verse 20. I am a burning stick that God plucked out of the fire. Whatever I am today is by the grace of God alone. This has been my own humble testimony. Before long, I hope to bring out the fuller story of my life's journey in the form of a book.